What's your name? Pine.
How do you spell that?
Pine.
You just kicked that at me.
His name's D.
Your security guard just pushed me, so you got a lot of
money. Good for me, boy.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Good.
Good for me, son. Why don't you get a job?
I do have a job.
What's your job? You're a punk. You're a punk.
This is not funny. Don't touch my shit.
This is what you're doing, man.
Don't touch my shit.
Don't take a job too serious.
Skateboarding was invented sometime during the late 1940s or early 1950s when surfers in California wanted something to do while the waves were flat. They called it sidewalk surfing. Since then, skateboarding has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry. There are reported to be around 16 million skaters in the USA and only 500 skate parks for those 16 million skaters.
I personally do think that skaters just, like, have this image that no matter what they do, they're always doing something wrong, and that kind of thing happens a lot. It actually happened to me not too long ago. I was skating by myself, and this back area of a CSU building, and there wasn't any no skateboarding signs, there was nothing like that. I mean, it looked kind of fancy, but nothing too bad. But I saw a pedestrian walk by, and he looked at me, I looked at him, we both made eye contact. I saw him pull out his phone as he was walking, held it up to his ear as he was calling someone. I didn't think too much of it at the time, but then in the back of my head, I was like, well, he's probably calling the cops. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, the cops show up, ask me what I'm doing, you know, all the stuff. And I basically just told them that I'm really not doing anything. I'm just skating. I told them I don't see any no skateboarding signs. I'm minding my own business. He told me that a pedestrian called the cops, and they called about a complaint about somebody skating causing damage. And that kind of just blew my mind, because I know I wasn't doing a single thing wrong other than skating this one concrete ledge, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. He specifically told me, he was kind of a cool cop, you know, he told me, like, if I can land the trick within 3 tries, then I'm off the hook. I did land it, but knowing the circumstances, I'm sure he wouldn't have given me a ticket anyway, but the fact that the cops were called in the first place, having him go out of his way for something small like that, just really shows, like, people think that we are causing so much damage and destruction and, like, disruption when we just mind our own business. And if you treat us with respect, we'll most likely treat you back with respect. And that's just really how it goes. Do you think skating is a crime?
I don't personally think skateboarding is a crime. I definitely do feel like a lot of people portray it to be a crime. A lot of city regulations. I don't know too much about the government, what they think about it, but I don't know. I've been chased. I've been, you know, yelled at multiple times, and for what reasons? I always ask myself. They think it's destruction. They think it's, you know, I don't know. It's just a bunch of crap, if you ask me.
What was your craziest time, do you think?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's one in San Diego. This is actually where it gets pretty. This one's probably the most intense. I'm not gonna name any names for any reasons, but I had a friend, kind of a sketchier friend of mine that lives in San Diego, and we had a security guard who was telling us politely to leave, and we didn't. And when the cop showed up, he ended up attacking the cop. So that, you know, that takes it definitely a lot farther than it needs to be. And I don't think I've ever ran that fast in my life. So, you know, it was scary shit. God damn.
So there was, like, this, I don't know, I remember you telling me there was this part of Northside being built, right? And it got taken down?
Yeah.
What are you?
So Northside is a DIY skate park we have here in Fort Collins. DIY is do it yourself. It's pretty explanatory. We all raised up quite a bit of money. I wouldn't say myself, but mostly some of the older dudes raised up money to get a new addition, new feature over at Northside. And the city came a couple weeks later and demolished it because supposedly you need to have permits for that type of stuff. As it being a DIY skate park where half the things there are made by skateboarders for skateboarding, I feel like it was pretty unfair. I feel like, you know, yeah, it's a skate park, it's considered a park, but for them to come over and demolish it was probably one of the biggest wastes of time you could ever do.
What's your opinion on Skate Stoppers?
I don't know, that's another thing. I think it's a waste of money to go out of their way. I mean, I totally understand that they want to keep their buildings, their structure that they made looking nice, but I mean, there really isn't much destruction that you can be doing on a skateboard. I mean, unless you're really a dickhead and you really want to mess up things, but you know, from all of my experiences, you know, concrete, granite, whatever is not gonna get beaten down to the ground if you skate it a couple times. It just goes, you know, Skate Stoppers, what, $100 for one little piece of metal? Ridiculous, you know, like it's unnecessary.
You just welding them off anyway.
Yeah, and people will knock them off no matter what. If it's a cool spot, they're gonna get a crowbar and pry under it. Next thing you know, there's no more Skate Stoppers. It's just the city's like wasting money on pointless things.
What do you think the like future for skateboarding holds?
I feel like it's, like I said, like a little earlier, it's gonna get a lot more popular among people. Right now, I mean, it's, you don't really see a lot of people getting stopped or, you know, I guess, hate crime for skateboarding. It's more of just warnings and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of shaping into this thing as it's more acceptable, but I don't know. When I first started skating, it was definitely, you know, everyone was against it. This is a whole stereotype thing. Everyone thinks they're all bad people, but I mean, it's good to see more people try, but it's also kind of sad to see people only wanting to get into skateboarding to make money. You should be doing something that you want to do for the fun of it, not for the money part of it. And that's why I do it, is because I have fun. I don't care if I have sponsors. I don't care. It's nice to have sponsors, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not in there for the money. I could care less if I get paid $10 to $1,000. I'm having fun with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, is like, they think of sports, they think they can get in it and become millionaires. Skateboarding is definitely not one of those things that you're not gonna make hardly any money off of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna live, if you really think you are, you're gonna end up living with roommates for the rest of your life, drinking and smoking weed. That's just the truth. Mm-hmm. Everyone I know, that's what they do. That's every pro skateboarder I've ever interacted with. They make absolutely no money, and they do that exact same thing on a daily basis. You know? So.
How do you think skateboarding builds community?
I don't know. It's just, it's, everyone's there for the same purpose. Everyone's there to have fun and to, what the hell? Everyone's there to just, you know, just have fun and be like almost like a family. Within Fort Collins, I mean, I have my group of people that I hang out with, which is at Northside, and other people have other groups at Eudora, and they portray them. Especially, I hate Eudora. I'm just gonna put that out there. I hate that skate park with a passion because of the people who go there. They think there's gangs. So that's another bad thing, is they give skate parks gangs. People who go to that skate park, you're automatically in this gang. No, no matter what, I mean, I think I'd be more of one of those hardcore skaters that if you don't skate at Northside on, like, the daily, then you're like, I don't like you. But, like, of course, that's not how I'm going to say it, you know. But, no, I hate everyone at Eudora, and I hate Eudora in general. So, I mean, there's good people. It brings people together. But from people from other skate parks who like talking a lot of crap, nah, they hate that. Everyone hates them. And that's just being honest. No one, you know, no one likes that.
What do you think about scooter kids?
They're annoying. I don't know. I'm going to be real honest. This better be in the podcast. If my kid, I wouldn't say my kid in general, but if your kid is scootering, that was a waste of a perfect life. That egg could have been fertilized by a really good famous basketball player, but instead your kid's on a scooter. How lame is that? Very lame.